This is so boring. I swear. They've been playing the same five freaking Christmas songs on repeat since we got here. Ugh, it feels like we've been wandering around this mall for hours. Can we take a break already? Yeah, I know, Dad. It's better to get it over with before the real Christmas crush starts, but just my feet are killing me, and all this Christmas crap is just way too Christmassy right now, and I really need a time out. Please? Can we just sit on the bench over there for a second? Mom and Cassie should be done soon. We can just wait for them over here, right? Do we have to? Yeah, I know we've only got a couple more places to hit, but I'm really tired and really horny. Dad, can I please suck your cock? I haven't had it in my mouth for days now. Or my pussy, or my ass. Please, Daddy, I need it. I need it so bad. Oh, oops. Sorry, Dad. I know we shouldn't talk about this sort of stuff in public, but can I? I know we talked about being all wholesome this Christmas, and you keep telling me that we need to break it off and that I should find a proper boyfriend or whatever, but why would I want a boyfriend when I already have the man I want right here? I mean, I've already been through a couple boyfriends now, and they were okay, but that's just it. They were just okay. Boys can't pound me into nonstop oblivion and rail me and just blow my mind during sex the way you do. Dad, ever since you claimed my virginity on my 18th birthday, I knew I was yours. There's no one else in this world who can compare to you. I belong to you, Daddy. No one else. And besides, I'm so bored. And you know how horny I get when I'm bored. Don't tell me you're just gonna ignore me like that. Your little girl feeling frustrated and bad like that. You love me, right, Daddy? You want your little girl to feel good, don't you? I promise I'll do it really good and sloppy, just the way you like it. Yes, I know, Daddy. I always get my way with you. Eventually. Not that I ever am complaining about it, or that I hear you complaining about it for that matter, but come on, this way. I think there's changing rooms for you. No bench. I guess you'll just have to stand over there. I'll get your pants unzipped for you. Why, Daddy, you're so hard already. Guess I wasn't the only one thinking about this, huh? Fuck. I love how your throbbing cock feels in my hands. Wait, let me get my top off first. I don't want to get cum and drool over my clothes like last time. See, I'm learning. Okay, let me just get my phone into place. Well, of course I'm recording this. It's way too hot not to. I've already touched myself like a million times watching our wholesome family videos late at night. Also, I may have shared some of them on Instagram. Some of those super hot pictures of me with a fresh load of my daddy's warm cum dripping down my face while I flash everybody a peace sign. Don't worry, Dad. They have no idea whose cock it is. I just let everyone think it's my boyfriend's or whatever. There we go. Nice profile view of my pretty face and your big, thick cock. Don't you think it's hot being sexually serviced by your teenage daughter and in public, no less? Fuck. Just the thought of it turns me on so fucking much. I'm so unbelievably wet right now. My panties are practically soaked through. I need to touch myself while I suck your cock, Dad. Can I?
Thank you, Daddy. Does that feel good, Daddy? My soft lips wrapped around your hard cock. Yeah, you love it, don't you? Feeling my warm, wet mouth enveloping your shaft while my tongue massages the underside of your cock. I just love kissing it and licking it and running my tongue up and down the head of your cock. It's like I'm making out with your cock. So fucking hot. I want to suck your cock every day, Daddy. Promise me you won't keep me away from it that long anymore. Please, please promise me. Thank you, Daddy. I love you too. And let's not forget about these. Your balls are so big and heavy, Dad. So much bigger than any boy I've ever been with. That felt good, Daddy, when I slowly stroke your cock while sucking on your balls. I love the way they taste. So salty, so big and full of cum for your sweet daughter, aren't they? You're gonna give me a big load tonight, right, Daddy? I can tell. What was that? Go back to sucking your cock? Yes, Daddy. And back to your huge cock. You look so lonely up there. Sorry, am I making you jealous? I just had to service your friends down there for a bit. Don't take it personal. Am I doing a good job, Daddy? Yeah. I bet Mom doesn't give head nearly as well as I do. I'm serious. I work really hard on my blowjob skills, Daddy. I spend hours and hours every day sucking and licking on my vibrators and dildos. Imagining they're your cock, just so I can do it better for you. It's true. Why? Because I want you to feel good. And because I want you to give me the biggest loads when you come. Where do you want to come, Daddy? In my mouth? On my tits? Maybe on my face? I was hoping you'd say that. I love it when you're not all over my face, Daddy. Paint my cute little face with your hot, thick load. Or when I blow you in the car in the mornings. Just before you drop me off at school. I love the feeling of going to class with my belly full of Daddy's cum. You know, sometimes I don't actually swallow. I just try to keep it in my mouth for the whole class, hoping that my teacher won't ask me any hard questions. I almost got through a whole day in school once with your gum in my mouth, Dad. I'm still trying to beat my record. It's Ashley's fault, really. If she hadn't insisted on hanging out with me after math class, I would have done the whole day with your hot, sticky cum in my mouth. Maybe we should punish her for breaking my streak. You could seduce her, sneak her into your bedroom and fuck her ass, and then make her suck your cock clean afterwards, or maybe me. I'm sure she'd love every second of it. I know I would. I don't know about her boyfriend, but he's a cuck, so who cares? Yeah, grab my head. I love it when you force your cock deep down in my throat. Just go slow, okay? I'm still working on my gag reflex. I'll be okay if you just push it in slowly, inch by inch. Yeah, I'm sure. I want to keep practicing until I can keep it down indefinitely. I want my dad's cock and balls deep down my throat. I want to be able to run my tongue across your balls while I've got your whole cock in my mouth. Down in my tight little throat. Yeah, I'm ready. Push your cock down my throat, Daddy.
I'm okay, you can keep going.
Oh my god. No, okay, really. I almost got it all the way down. Come on, do it again, please, Dad. Or something. Fuck. How am I ever gonna keep this down? No, really. It's okay, Dad. I love it when you're rough with me like this. It turns me on like crazy. Knowing how much you wanna fuck me, how much you need to fuck every part of my body. This perfect little body that you made. But you have to promise me that you'll dick me down really good later tonight once Mom's asleep. I'm so fucking wet right now. You wouldn't believe it. If you don't stretch my cunt on your cock soon, I'm gonna lose my mind. I'm pretty sure my panties are ruined by now. Now, where was I? You're gonna help me replace them? Sounds like fun. Yeah, you definitely owe me some new lingerie. Maybe a new swimsuit or two. I am sure you're quite familiar with my sizes by now. Although, I'm sure I could just model some for you. You know how I love showing off my half-naked body for Daddy. You're gonna get me some special presents this year, huh? I'm guessing they're the kind you can't put under the Christmas tree. Yeah, I can think of a few things that I'd like. I was thinking some more toys. You know, ones that are actually close to your size. My old ones feel so small compared to your cock. You get me a new vibrator, a dildo, a butt plug, some anal beads, and maybe A ball gag and some rope. Yeah, I want to try that sometime. I can be your little rope bunny too, Daddy. You can tie me up and leave me gagged and blindfolded in bed waiting for you. And then you can just sneak in later and unwrap your Christmas present. You like that idea, Daddy? Good, so do I. You still haven't come, Dad. That's no good, is it? I'm gonna keep servicing you until you spurt beautiful white cum all over my face, okay, Daddy? I love sucking your cock, Dad. I never wanna stop doing this. Are you close, yeah? Okay, do it, Daddy. Come on my face. Come over your daughter's pretty face. You know you want to. Please do it. Come on my face. Come on my face, Daddy. Come on, do it. Come on my face with a hot stick. Come, please, Daddy. Yes. Yeah, do it. Cover my face. Shoot it all over my face. Right into my mouth. Fuck. There's so much of it. You got it all over my face and my tits, Daddy. And in my mouth. So fucking hot. Thank you, Daddy. I love the taste of your cum. Jeez. Oh, you spilled it all over the floor, too. Such a mess we've made. Don't worry, Daddy. I'll lick it all up. We don't want to leave any evidence after all. Now, do we? There. I cleaned it all up like a good girl. Still got it all over my face, though, so give me a second, Dad. I need to wipe it all off and swallow it. Hi, Mom. Dad was just helping me with, fitting, and I was drinking some milk, and I just, spilled all over everything, and, he was just helping me find some new clothes, that's all. Oh, my God. Do you think she bought it? Ugh. I sure hope so. If not, this is gonna be one awkward Christmas dinner.